Hello and welcome to Adulting with Ebony, the podcast where each week I explore what it means to be a kick-ass and kind adult in our modern world. Expect strong language and viewpoints, as no topic is out of bounds here. My guests and I will navigate the complete spectrum from wildness to responsibility with compassion and curiosity rather than expectation. I'm Ebony Allard and I'm a misfit turned maven, an author, a coach and your host for Adulting with Ebony. Come on then, let's do this. Hello and welcome to this week's episode. Today I'm joined by Lisa Fabrega, who is a truth-telling coach, writer and an innovator in the realm of leadership. She's devoted her life to helping ordinary people achieve extraordinary things so that they can make a powerful impact in the world. When she's not helping people ignite their own revolutions in the world, you can find her traveling in search of epic nature views and watching the sunset with her laptop in one hand and a pina colada in the other. She's an incredible writer, an awesome photographer, and just as good a coach as her fans describe. And I am super, super excited that she's joining me today. Hey, Lisa.
Oh, thank you. I'm excited to be here with you as well.
It's a real honor to be able to bring people into spaces who I have worked with and who have helped shape me. And so, I just want to give you huge props for being my coach at a certain point in my journey and for, you know, really being a mentor as well and a representation of someone doing it their own way in the industry, because that's always been really inspiring to me.
Thank you. Well, you know, I tried doing it like everybody else. And as you know, it doesn't work. It never works when I try doing it like everybody else.
Well, and like we were just saying before we went on air, right? Like, I have had a day of people telling me I'm full of myself. And it's like, well, who else would I want to be full of, right? Like, I just, at the end of the day, the whole point of this journey is to get to be yourself and to enjoy it more than anything, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. What does adulting mean to you? Or what does being a good adult mean to you?
Oh, I have a lot to say about this question. I think being a good adult, I think before I answer, my answer considers where our world is today and what sort of behavior we're seeing in our leaders and the people that we look up to or the people who are in the media. And I think that we are actually in a part of the world's history where we're actually beginning to redefine what adulting looks like. Because I think that adulting has looked a very certain old toxic patriarchal sort of way, and it's shifting, which is why I think we're seeing so many crazy leaders rise in power, because I feel like it's the last death cries of the establishment that no longer works. And so because my work is centered around expanding capacity, I think that adulting, the new way of adulting, the new paradigm of adulting, is all about having capacity to hold, handle, and receive the things that we say we want to create, the things that we say we want to show up as in the world. We need to have the ability to hold, handle, and receive those things. And the old paradigm tells us that the left brain is more important than the right brain, that strategies hold more value than our capacity, that we need to have blueprints and templates to tell us how to be, or there's a certain way of doing things and it can't be broken, it's got to be done this way. And so I think that a lot of us tend to suppress our greatest skills, especially when it comes to leadership, because I also view adulting as being a good leader. And a leader that creates a positive impact in the world. You know, if we're bad adults and we have children, we're going to create children that are wounded and may not contribute to the world as best as they could in their fullest potential and in their fullest joy. And so I think we're moving from this paradigm of it's strategy, it's all left brain, it's all logical, it's all ego, into, wait, do I have the capacity to receive that which I say I want to create? Do I have the capacity to have difficult conversations in a way that elevates me and everybody in the conversation with me? Do I have the capacity, when I say I want to impact millions of people, Do I have the capacity to impact those people without letting all my shit and my wounds and my triggers get activated so that the mirror example that I give is not responsible, is not contributing to better things in the world? There's a lot of people that have millions of followers and a huge platform, but what are they doing with that influence? What are they doing with that impact? And so all around me, because you know this, because you've worked with me, I just see people with capacity issues, people who can't listen, people who operate from a certain mindset and don't have the capacity to hear other mindsets, people who don't have the capacity to operate from kindness, people who make millions of dollars yet have bad money capacity issues. And so that's what I think adulting is. It's having capacity and continuously expanding it so that we can show up in a way that actually expands the world around us.
Yes. Yeah. And for me, that's why I'm having these conversations, right? Like, to me, an adult is a leader of their space, right? Like, you are always going to be influencing someone, whether it is the person, you know, someone that you drove in front of on the way to work this morning, or whether it is the company that you're responsible for, or whether it's the child you're responsible for, or whether it's, you know, it doesn't really matter. Like, we are the leader somewhere, because in this new paradigm that we are entering into, we all get to lead sometimes, and we also get to follow at other times. And so part of adulting for me is being a really good leader, but also a really good follower, and discerning when it's time to do which.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. But that's you say discerning, discernment. That's why discernment is one of the four pillars of capacity in my framework that I teach people. That discernment is huge. To be able to know what to do when, and to make sure that that decision is coming from a soul-based place instead of from our ego or from our wounds, which only spells trouble.
Yeah, and like, I think one of the things that I see quite a lot, and I'm sure you see this as well, is we're back to that thing again of like, follow the leader, where people will come to me and they'll go, tell me how to discern. Like, should I do this or should I do this? I'm like, I'm not going to teach you like how to discern in this moment, because then you'll leave me and then you will still won't have the skills to learn how to discern, right? So I need to teach you or show you how to listen to yourself and understand yourself. And, you know, our individuation is important, and it's part of that. And then to understand that we're a reflection and a fragment of a whole thing. And that's the duality. That's like the beauty of reality, right? It's this duality.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. So one of the things that we need to talk about, I guess, is like, so you're the perfect person to talk about this with, is I want to talk a little bit about money, and I want to talk a little bit about courage, because those two things are topics that you're great at, and they're important in this incapacity building, right?
Mm-hmm. So in capacity building, we have six categories that I tend to work on with people, and that's money is one of them. And then we have visibility, purpose, embodiment, structures, and boundaries. So money is one of them. That's how important it is. And when you say courage, I think I'd have to know what you mean by courage because what I take courage to be has to do with standing in our equanimity and our sovereignty, which I can explain later what that means. But courage could also be an issue related to capacity as well.
Oh, that's interesting. Because, you know, these are words like, there's words like courage and there's words like confidence that get battered around a lot, right? Like when people tell me they have a confidence issue and they want to come to me for confidence building, I'm like, that's a great whitewash word, but what the fuck do you really mean, right? Like, have you actually sat with it? Like, what do you mean? Like, what would being more confident look like in your world, right?
Right. And I think confidence is something that can be influenced by a variety of factors. And so if somebody comes to me saying, you know, I like you said, I need to build my confidence, the first question will be, well, what are the things that you're doing right now or that you're allowing into your world or into your body that are stealing your confidence? Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, I look at everything through the lenses of capacity. So my brain immediately starts going, well, Do you lack confidence because you have poor boundaries and you just let anybody give you their opinion about your work, or you're sharing with people who don't understand what you do, so it erodes your confidence? Do you lack confidence because the structures and foundations of your business or your life, whether it be, you know, the person you hired to help you clean your house, or the person on your team that's communicating with your clients, whatever it might be, do you lack the proper structures so that you do feel confident and lifted up by those structures on a daily basis? Is your lack of confidence an emotional or belief issue? That's embodiment capacity, right? Is your lack of confidence because you're not taking good care of yourself? That's also embodiment capacity. Is your lack of confidence because you're actually doing something that's not really aligned with your purpose and you know it, and so that fraud thing comes out? Is your lack of confidence because you are not comfortable with your visibility, or you're not comfortable fully being seen as yourself, and so you don't feel confident that the way you're presenting yourself really shows you at your best? Is your lack of confidence due to money, right? So it's, I can see it all the lenses.
Yeah.
So what is that? Where is that lack of confidence coming from?
I think it's so important for people to hear that from you, right? Because it's also like, this is my big bugbear at the moment, is that people get coaches to deflect the responsibility and to outsource doing the work, right? Like, I am like, I can just back to you, mirror, but baby, you've got to do it. Like, I can't do it for you. I've done my work, right? Still doing my work every single day, showing up.
Right.
Like, yeah, I see that. I see it so much. I've got so many things. First thing, I want to pick up on this. You just said that fraud thing when you were talking about purpose. Do you believe then that if you are working or living your soul's purpose, that you won't feel like a fraud?
No, I don't. Because I think the fraud thing, again, there's so many reasons for the fraud thing. I was just working with a woman last week who had that fraud. And by the way, she's amazing and has made lots of money and is well known, and she still feels like a fraud. And we discovered that for her, it was particularly around an old core belief that she had, that she learned as a child, that it was actually safer for her to operate as and believe she was a fraud, because otherwise she might outshine her mother. And the other issue that she had was that she had grown so much and her structural capacity was still where it was 5 years ago, and she needed to update her. So it's like she used to be at a pint capacity with her structures, and now she needed 10-gallon capacity with her structures. And she was operating a 10-gallon business in a pint level structural capacity.
Ouch.
And so because she didn't have that structural capacity that was aligned with where she was now, she felt like a disaster and like everything was all over the place. And so that was making her feel like a fraud, because she's like, if only people knew what was going on behind the scenes versus what they see on Instagram. And so I think in some cases you can be living your purpose, but there's a couple little capacity issues that are knocking you out of alignment with it. And I also think that in some cases, the fraud thing is wise. And what I mean by that is it keeps us in check. It keeps us questioning and making sure that we are in integrity. So I don't necessarily view it as a negative thing when somebody is like, I'm a fraud. I'm like, well, let's examine. Is there any part of you that is being a fraud right now? Even if it's lying to yourself, right? Okay, if not, then let's look at why you have that belief. And so what? I think, you know, if we feel like a fraud, it's good to question. Am I being a fraud or not? Am I in integrity?
Yeah. So for me, most of the time, like I'm yet to meet someone who's questioning, am I a fraud, who's actually a fraud? Because if you're questioning it, like there's probably something that's going good, right? Like you're in alignment with yourself and integrity matters. Most of the people who are running their life in like as a fraud or as an imposter or like misrepresenting themselves in some way aren't going around going, oh, I'm such a fraud. They're just bulldozing through life, right?
They're totally self-deluded and probably narcissistic and not ever questioning their motives or their integrity.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to pick you up on equanimity and sovereignty, because your definition of both of these things is beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah. So, you know, and as I mentioned before, in my capacity work, there are four pillars that to me, when we have those four things, we are in a place of our fully expanded capacity at the moment. And I say at the moment, because as you know, our capacity shifts constantly. Where we are, what I could handle last year, what I can handle this year is 10 times more than what I could handle last year. My capacity has grown. It grows every year. So capacity is something that we're working on forever. But in my experience, when we are in a place of capacity, we have these four things. We have discernment, we have equanimity, we have sovereignty, and we have boundaries. Now, sovereignty, the way I define it, is being confident in your decisions and standing by them and not constantly questioning yourself. Or, you know, when you're having that trouble making decisions because you keep going back and forth questioning yourself, or somebody else can make one comment and it throws you off, that's a lack of sovereignty. Sovereignty is trusting in your judgment and in your decisions and standing by them and moving forward with them. And then equanimity is the ability to stay calm and centered in your core, regardless of whatever chaos is swirling around you. And that is hard to do. It's hard to do, but we need that if we want to be effective leaders. Because, you know, if I'm on Instagram and one troll's comment throws me off for 2 weeks and makes me want to hide and not post anything, that person has silenced me for 2 weeks, and that's 2 weeks that I'm not helping other people. That's 2 weeks that I'm silencing my voice in the world and I'm not doing my purpose. And you know, as you get bigger, there's tons of trolls. That increases. There's lots of people that get triggered by your light. And if you can't handle that, you're going to implode. So equanimity is huge. Also, like you and I have talked about, you know, what works for most people doesn't work for us. We do things our own way. And that requires equanimity, because there's going to be many times where these so-called experts are going to be telling you that you're making a huge mistake, that you shouldn't do it that way. And if you doubt yourself, you can end up spending, you know, 20 grand doing it the way an expert told you to do it. And then it fails. It flunks. I guess that's the word, it flunks. So that's why equanimity is so profoundly important.
It's a word I used before I met you. And then when I met you, I was like, yeah, like it centered it within myself. And similarly, you know, I was using sovereignty before I met you, and same thing. And I think it's one of those things that drew me towards you in the first place was like that word. And I still have, like, there's often like words within us that shape who we are and draw us to one another. And I think, you know, it's really easy to look at experts or look at other people online and out in the world and think, oh my God, they've got something I haven't. And sometimes they might reflect something to you that you get to look at, right? And other times it's just a distraction. It's a mirage of like, or a shiny thing that's going to kind of pull you out of the way. And I think it's really important for people to know that.
Yeah, 100%. That's a very important, and that's actually discernment, is being able to go, yeah, I don't need to take this in. I don't need to let this into my sphere of influence. It's not necessary. It's extraneous. It's superfluous.
So if there was one thing that was going to help people understand their current capacity and enable them to get to the point where they want to, or they're willing to expand it, because I think that like we have to be ready, willing, and able, right, to get support. Is there anything that you could share with them to kind of check in that way and go, okay, yes, I'm going to do this?
Yeah, I think honestly, one of the best ways to get our asses going is to do a really honest assessment of where we are and be really honest with ourselves about what we're doing to either forward what we want or hold it back. And like you've heard me say this is just what I call sitting in the shit. And I think sitting in the shit is very important to light you up to move forward and to do the difficult work of confronting those things that we need to work on. Yeah. And so I guess what I could ask you is, you know, I could ask you these six questions, and I would invite you to journal on these as you're listening to this, where your money is and your capacity for holding, handling, and receiving more money. Are you happy with that? when it comes to being fully seen and letting yourself be seen to the core, which is often the thing that's going to make us the most money because it's a thing that makes us like nobody else. Are you happy with your current capacity for visibility in that way? How would you rate yourself in a score from 1 to 10, right? When it comes to your purpose, is what you're doing matching what you're actually meant to do? How would you rate yourself there? When it comes to your emotional stability, your emotional health, your spiritual health, your physical health, the way you feel in your body, whether you feel you belong, whether you feel you have the right to express and earn what you want, how do you feel about where you are in that regard? And that's your embodiment capacity. When it comes to the foundations and the structures that hold your life together, and not just hold your life together, but are these structures and foundations lifting you up and supporting you so that you can do your work in the world? How would you rate yourself there? And finally, when it comes to your boundaries, how, and I don't just mean, how's your ability to say no, right? Because boundaries are so much bigger than that. I always tell people boundaries isn't just saying no and putting up walls. Boundaries is also making specific requests to the universe about what we want. Because when we are clear about what we will not accept or be available for any longer, we're also being very clear about what we are available for. And so if you were to rate yourself on your capacity for boundaries, how would you rate yourself? And so I think looking at it from this lens and from this sort of self-assessment quiz is going to give you a very sobering picture of where you are. And ideally, you want to be reaching for 10 in every one of those areas wherever you are so you can make your maximum impact. It's not about being perfect. It's not about, you know, I'm going to sit here and score myself every day to make sure. It's not about that. But just use it as an opportunity to get bluntly honest with yourself, because we really can't have a fire that lights under our ass to actually do something about it until we face the shit and we get fed up with it enough to move on and do something about it.
Thank you. I think that's so powerful. And, you know, like my way of rating myself to those questions is like, when you say them, did I smile or not? Right. And like, you know, it is. So if you're listening to this, like listen back and you're like, uh-huh, for each one, and you're like, like that will give you your answer, right? Like it's that simple.
Totally, exactly. If you have like the oh fuck, then you know you got to work on that capacity.
It's great. Oh, Lisa, yes. It's such a pleasure to have you on, and you and I could talk for days, I imagine. I would love for you to end this conversation with an I'm an adult but with me. Would you be up for that?
Yes. Well, as I told you before, I'm an adult, but I love watching cartoons. I love SpongeBob SquarePants. I sometimes take myself to kids' movies by myself, and I'm the only adult in the entire movie theater filled with kids. And I'm like, oh God, they probably think I'm a total weirdo here by myself. But I love kids' cartoons and kids' movies. It just brings the kid in me back into the forefront.
Yeah, I'm the same when it comes to Christmas. Like, I don't like watching Christmas movies with anyone else, but one of the best things about being an entrepreneur is that I can go in the middle of the day, in the middle of the week, to a theater on my own and watch Christmas movies. I mean,
that sounds like a really good idea. I think I'm gonna do that this Christmas. Thank you for the idea.
My pleasure. Okay, so if people want to come and find you, I'm going to put all the links in and everything that you sent us through so people can click through really easily, but where's the best place for them to come and find you and hang out?
Yeah, so if you go to my website at lisafabrega.com and you put your name and email in, you'll actually get a video with 3 questions that you need to answer yourself for yourself to realign. And then you get an entire video series that covers all of the capacities and how you're hiding from those capacities in yourself, all for free if you just put your name and email in.
Perfect. That's so good. Thank you so, so much for your time.
My pleasure.
This has been Adulting with Ebony. I have been Ebony. You have been great. Thank you so much for all of your support. Please keep listening, liking, rating, sharing so that more people can come and enjoy and engage with us. Really, thank you. I'll see you next time.